The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
CNS Pharmaceuticals announces FDA approval of IND application for its brain cancer drug candidate, berubicin. IND approval marks key step in beginning of potentially pivotal trial of berubicin. CNS Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol CNSP, a biopharmaceutical company specializing in the development of novel treatments for primary and metastatic cancers of the brain and central nervous system, today announced that the investigational new drug application for its lead product candidate, berubicin, for the treatment of glioblastoma multiforme, GBM, is now approved and in effect as filed with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The company will initiate its trial during the first quarter of 2021 to investigate the efficacy of berubicin in adults with GBM who have failed first-line therapy. Recent correspondence between the company and the FDA resulted in modifications to the previously disclosed trial design, including designating overall survival as the primary endpoint of the study. Overall survival is a rigorous endpoint that the FDA has recognized as a basis for approval of oncology drugs when a statistically significant improvement can be shown relative to a randomized control arm. Quote, "Since becoming a public company, our clear focus has been on advancing the clinical development of berubicin. We will now rapidly move to initiate our Phase 2 trial of berubicin for adults with GBM and expect to begin enrolling patients in the first quarter of next year," commented John Climaco, CEO of CNS Pharmaceuticals. The company will transform within the next several months as berubicin becomes the subject of up to 3 active clinical trials, which includes our randomized, controlled Phase 2 trial in the U.S. and 2 trials planned by our sublicensee WPD in Poland. We are entering an area with significant unmet medical need since the current treatment paradigm for GBM remains bleak as this aggressive and currently incurable form of brain cancer continues to claim high mortality rates. We have a tremendous opportunity ahead of us as we continue our mission to improve patient outcomes for GBM and build on the promising results demonstrated by berubicin in its Phase 1 clinical trial, end quote. As previously announced, the planned trial will evaluate the efficacy of berubicin in patients with GBM who have failed primary treatment for their disease. Results will compare berubicin to the current standard of care, with a 2-to-1 randomization of patients to either receive berubicin or lomustine. The trial's adaptive design is intended to allow an interim analysis of the data to demonstrate meaningful differences in efficacy between treatments and then to allow an adjustment to the size of the patient population in the trial for maximum efficiency in terms of time in development. Based on this, the trial has the potential to provide data to the FDA that may allow an expedited pathway for development. However, there can be no assurance that the FDA will support any potential request for an expedited pathway to approval or further development. For more information, please visit www.cnspharma.com.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.